everybody, welcome to episode 130 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Vidya.
Dylan Rausch.
He's back.
And Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
Well, guys, it's been a monumentous week.
I don't know
if that's true. Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
A word.
Monumentous? I think that's two words.
It's a monumental
you slammed
week?
Into one
I've,
word.
I really think you're underscoring how monumentous it's been.
Yeah. Monumentous doesn't fully capture the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what happened, Gabe?
Oh, shit,
what
man.
What happened?
Well, first things first.
Yeah. Let's talk about us.
Dylan, I have a favor to ask of you.
What?
Do your Willem Dafoe impression.
Which one?
For Spidey.
Spider-Man? Yes. Which line?
Here, I don't care.
I'll do it. Or I'll set you up.
Okay.
Wait. Wait, Dylan, ask me if I'm in or out.
You set him up so we can set you up.
It's like setup-ception.
Yeah. Exactly like that.
I gotta find.
It's you who's out, Gobby. Out of your mind. Perfect.
I gotta find it.
I can hear the Toby face.
I gotta find a good line,
dude. Just the Bruma fast.
That's
one.
I don't remember the word.
Do what you need to with it, then Bruma fast.
This has been a request like 2 weeks coming.
Really?
I forgot to do it 2 weeks ago, and then you weren't on
last
week. And
then 1 week ago, and now.
No, he wasn't here last week.
A word to the not-so-wise about your so-called girlfriend.
Do that one, Dylan. Do it.
Okay.
Had you not been so selfish, your little girlfriend's death would have been quick and painless. But now that you've really pissed me off, I'm gonna finish her nice and slow.
Mary Jane!
The itsy bitsy spy. Finish it!
You know, while I was in New York, I gave someone, I gave a couple people our sticker. Like, yeah, check it out. I'm really glad this is gonna be the first thing they hear.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, sticker lady, I'm glad you're listening.
They were two dudes.
Sticker bro.
Jameson, you slime! Who's the photographer who takes pictures of Spider-Man?
I don't know his name, his check's coming to me!
This is the best movie ever.
You're lying!
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Speak of the devil!
William Dafoe
so what
is
have
the
we
best.
Sleep.
I just got back from New York, as I just mentioned.
That's, what were you doing over there, silly?
I went to go visit my sister and to check out the My Brother and Me live show.
Sounds dumb.
No, it's great.
Did you go to Times Square?
I did for a little bit. You know what I mostly did was I checked out a few of the tourist spots and we hit up the Staten Island Ferry and rode that and because it goes past the Statue of Liberty and all that. We did not go to the Statue of Liberty. My first day there, I walked around the city a lot, but my sister is pregnant with twins, so her and her husband weren't super up for going out too late, and so at night I would just venture out on my own. And find a bar and just kind of talk to people. And man, I did not pay for a lot of drinks.
You stole them?
No. Just a lot of really friendly bartenders there, man. I think the last night I was there, I went to somewhere in Brooklyn called Greenwood Park. And the bartender there, charged me for my first beer, and then the second one, I asked, what were some local things that they had. They had these two New York beers of the day or whatever, and so I asked her what she thought of those, and I ordered one, and then she was like, this one's on me, and then, my next two or three beers, she did not ask for money.
I think she likes you, Ryan.
I don't think that was it. It seems like people really like
Did you show her your marble collection?
I think they just give out drinks.
No, well, I think it's that like people from out of town, they want to make a good impression, I guess, it seemed like. Because it wasn't just her. Like, there was people at other places that did kind of the same thing.
It's the city of brotherly love.
I don't think that's it.
It's the place where everyone knows your name.
Yeah, that's it. You nailed it. But so she stopped asking for money, and finally, I noticed I like, because I'm used to running tabs and then paying at the end. But this was a cash only place, and they just asked for money, you know, every drink. And so finally, I noticed that she had. I realized, oh, you haven't been taking my money. So I said something on the next drink, and actually, like, I had already had like three that I hadn't paid for, and she's handing me a fourth, and I said, I did not pay for my last like three drinks. Let me square up with you. And I was like, I think I owe you like $21. She was like, let's call it $8. I was like, okay, sure. Sounds great.
And that rhymes with eight.
I'm confused, Ryan.
What?
Because I thought being miserable and treating other people like dirt is every New Yorker's God-given right.
Yeah, that's
the slime.
That's what I thought too, but apparently they're all super nice. So, there are a lot of Irish bartenders in town, like in New York. I noticed, but no, I had a really good time. Met a lot of cool people. There's a couple people. A guy named Ronnie, who was at the
I
he worked. He worked at the. He was one of the people I gave a sticker to.
Oh, Ronnie, the guy down by the docks?
But yeah, that guy.
I know Ronnie.
In the harbor.
Oh, but Donnie.
But he was at the. He worked at the improv club where my brother and me was doing their show. And I was leaving. Like, the bar closed at 1 there. It was kind of a place where they just kind of close down when people leave. And so people were kind of starting to file out. And so the bartender was like, well, I'm going to do last call. Okay. So he did that. I got my check. I paid him. I started to leave. And I was like, well, I got to run to the restroom. So I walked to the restroom, and I stopped. They had like a little fountain there where you could fill up a glass of water and drink. And I was like, I'll get some water. So I walk over there, and there's two employees standing there talking to each other. And I overheard part of their conversation and commented. And then we got to talking, and then the guy was just like, you want another beer? And I was like, okay. And so we just like sat down and like, me and these two employees, Don and Ronnie, just sat there and drank beer while the bartender shut everything down and cleaned. And the doors were locked, and it was just the three of us in there bullshitting till like 3 in the morning. so that was cool. Everyone was super friendly.
Not one of those things was video games, though.
Yeah, none of those. Well, yeah, I got a lot of street passes. So there's that.
I probably got some street passes too. I took my 3DS to work accidentally.
Yeah, I walked around the city with it. I got.
Wait, so that's
passes.
Not your 3DS that's sitting on our coffee table?
No, Rachel brought mine into work.
Oh, okay.
And then she gave it to me yesterday.
So you didn't bring it. She brought it.
Well, she brought it to work, and then I brought it home today, but I forgot to take it out of my bag, so I brought it in again to work.
Ah, that happens.
Yeah, you see. The cycle continues.
Close the loop.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of street passes. And then, oh, I bought a copy of Watch Dogs while I was in Brooklyn, because I walked into a local game store called Game Champ. And I walked in there, and this was Tuesday morning, my last day there, and I was just walking around. I got to talking to the guy that owned it. And while I was in there, like three people came in and bought Watch Dogs. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that came out today. And it's just one of those things where I was like, I was there, and I'm kind of curious about Watch Dogs, and if I was going to get it, I figure I might as well support this local business, which, by the way, is like catty corner to a GameStop. So that was kind of funny.
They probably did that.
Hey, when I was in New York,
you get pissed off at GameStop, walk over there.
Yeah.
When I was in New York, I supported a local business as well, Nintendo World Store.
Oh, yeah, dude, I really wanted to go down there. And my sister and I kept talking about going into the city together, and like we did, but the day we went was like Memorial Day, and she's like,
I'm too pregnant for this.
Well, no, it was, what's that, Rockefeller Center, yeah. Rockefeller Square. Well, like that's where the Nintendo store is, right?
Yeah.
She was like, she was worried it was gonna be crazy crowded. She was like, why don't you go tomorrow while I'm at work? And you know, she's like, gave me a few places to check out. And I was like, okay. I did not make it, but that was something I definitely wanted to go check out. So maybe next time.
Well, if you're in Times Square, because that's where our hotel was, it's 15 minutes north. Just walk 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was there until like after I had already been to Times Square.
Gotcha.
Someone told me about it. I was like, oh shit. And like, I feel like I had heard about it, but it was like not anything I was thinking about. They said there's a really cool like display on the bottom floor, like with the history of Nintendo and stuff.
Oh, it's the top floor. They have this glass displayed. Yeah, they mixed it up. Cool. I mean, it's pretty neat. It was cool to get street passes there. And every fucking person came up to me and Rachel, and the second, because they're like, oh, where are you here from? And we said Seattle. And every single one, we got asked like maybe 5 or 6 times, and every single person goes, oh, that's where our headquarters are. Did you know that? And we're like, yes. Yes, we did.
For fuck's sake, yes. Hey, let me make an announcement real quick, everybody. We're from Seattle, and we're aware that your headquarters is there. So you may stop asking. You now know. Mm-hmm. You didn't know you were going to ask it, but I promise you are.
One of the dudes there recommended that I go check out this video game or like gaming museum that's downtown. And he told me the streets. And I was like, shit, I got to check that out, but we didn't have time. But he said, like, not a lot of people know about it, but it's amazing, and it has, like, everything.
Huh.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, dude. Too bad I didn't get to check next that time out. You go, we should all go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fly me to New York, guys. We can expense it.
Fly me to the moon.
Company expense.
Fly me to New York.
That's my video. I played Watch Dogs today, which I'm sure a couple of you have. Maybe.
Nope.
No.
Just me.
Yeah, just Javi.
Just Javi.
How's Watch Dogs?
Man, the driving's bad, right? Like the driving's real bad.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I don't really it doesn't like stand out like it's something really abysmal, but
it feels like it is to me.
Okay. More than anything, and this shouldn't matter as much as it feels like it does, but it's not pretty. The game's really really generic looking. To me, it looks like Grand Theft Auto 5, just, you know, at a higher resolution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just on a next-gen console.
You know what really scared me was the right at the beginning, the first cutscene when you're in that... I fucking forget where he's at. It's like before...
Chicago.
Yeah, but it's the very opening one before, like, you see what happens to his niece or whatever. Like, that job that he's doing, when it starts zooming in on people, and it looks like that's... It does look... I don't know if maybe that scene, they just never went back and fucking up-resed, but that scene looks like something off the PlayStation 2. Like, it looked real bad, and I was like, oh, no. It's like, I was like, I never watched those second videos of how bad it got from the reveal to... like the more recent images, so I was like, oh no, what did they do? Luckily, that was not how the rest of it went. I don't know what happened at the very beginning.
But it's one of those things where, like, there's a lot of apologies being made about that issue, about the graphics being downgraded so much. And I fully understand the whole, you know, gameplay is most important. I agree with that. But I feel like there was a lot more flack that was given to Guerrilla Games when, you know, remember the whole pre-render crisis when
bullshit
for Killzone 2 or Motorstorm and all that shit. But like, this is just like that, but almost worse, because those you were pretty sure those are just trailers. Like, they never like came. That's the thing, is Sony was vague about whether or not that was gameplay. They wouldn't straight out say, yeah, that's gameplay, that's in game. You know, so.
Well, that's what Ubisoft said when they revealed it.
Yeah, like, this is the game.
Yeah.
So it's a little worse, I think, and since it's so, like, at least Killzone 2 was close. Killzone 2 looked really, really good.
But what I like, they didn't really try to hide it after. So the game was going to come out like in November, like it was going to be a launch title. But then a month before it was going to get released, it got delayed. And then when it got revealed again, everyone's like, "Whoa, this doesn't look as good."
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they kept showing it at like the probably previous because
they didn't
specs. Have
it, but they didn't show it at all for all that time. Even
I know, but like when they originally showed it, it looked great, like it looked really good, and now it doesn't. So they could have just kept showing it looking really good.
Sure, they could have. So Colonial Marines did.
Yeah.
It's still just, it's really
never forget.
It's really jarring. Like, and I think it's got to be a byproduct of it being on everything. Like, if you have to make something that's scalable to work on fucking
PS3. It's on the 360 and PS3.
And Wii U one day.
I even did this mini game in the game where you walk up to this guy and he puts the little red ball under a cup. He has three cups and he's spinning. He keeps moving them and you have to memorize which cup has the ball under it. But every animation.
I said revolutionary.
Well, yeah, but like every animation, like he'll swing the cups around and then you'll see all the cups just flicker like they're resetting for the next animation. And it would do it over and over again after each thing.
Yeah, and there's some bad screen tearing too.
Yeah.
Bad screen tearing, and also, what the fuck is that game where you have to run and collect the coins? Like, Ubisoft, your games are not known for real sharp, like, running around controls. Man, that is the pits, that game.
What's really getting to me, and I haven't seen a lot of complaints about this, is I feel like jumping would be really useful.
You know, right?
There's like a gap between a building and another building, and I just have to run off of it, and I'll just fall. Like, he can't jump. There's no jump button.
Because I remember they showed kind of at one of Sony's E3 conferences, they showed kind of a parkour-y.
He can vault over things with circle, but he can't jump. Can't.
Well, don't you have to hold run? You hold run, and I guess on yours it would be circle. You hold those together. You're supposed to hold it, right? And then he gets into parkour mode.
Free run or whatever?
Right, yeah.
So, okay, I didn't understand what free run meant because I was just running straight on a flat ground. I'm like holding R2 and it's like, hold circle to free run. I hold circle and nothing changes.
Yeah, I assume the only time it changes is when you approach something.
When there's stuff
like
in your
a
way.
Gap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's probably why people are saying there's a lot of Assassin's Creed in this, and probably because
he doesn't get Assassin's Creed-y with it. Like, he will not vault over big buildings and start climbing up stuff. It's like, it's more like, what is it, Sleeping Dogs, where you run and you hold the button and he just like slides across something or like jumps over it real quick. You know,
right.
he won't do any like heavy climbing.
And it's hard not to compare this to other open world games like Sleeping Dogs or Grand Theft Auto, and so far Sleeping Dogs is so much more fun.
I think Sleeping Dogs is probably the best from that genre from this generation.
Well, yeah, because they got rid of fucking shoot everything, and like guns are a rarity, and it's actual
and punch
fighting.
Everything.
Yeah, punch everything.
And the combat's so good in that game. Hit
everything with a fish.
Yeah,
yeah, and you smash it and everything. That's so cool.
Yeah. Sleeping Dogs is great. Yeah. Beats the fuck out of Grand Theft Auto 4.
I agree.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to write off Watch Dogs. I haven't played enough of it to do that. But I can already feel like, and I don't know if this is just a problem with me, where like it was just like, remember GTA 5 came out, and I'm like, it's really good, but I'm not feeling it. Like, I don't feel like playing this. Like, I'm exhausted by driving everywhere. You know, it's just not catching me. And so like Watch Dogs already, I'm driving to a waypoint, you know, and I'm dealing with weaving in and out of cars that look like shit, like they look like tin cans. Sleeping Dogs looks better than this, and that's really disappointing for a PS4 game that people awaited.
Well, that and the driving is absolutely awful.
Yeah, it feels kind of bad.
Yeah, it's not great. So yeah, it's disappointing on a lot of fronts, but I don't know. I'm sure there's cool stuff. I mean, the stealth is interesting. I want to really get more familiar with it.
I'm having an issue with that, where some of those like crime missions that you do, where there's a crime being committed or about to be committed,
you have to wait for it to happen before they see you. Yeah,
and then I go over there, but I keep. Like, it's always like, okay, it's like kind of between these buildings, right? And I keep walking towards it, and like, you don't know where the guy. Yeah, I keep just walking out directly in front of them, like before I even see them.
Yeah,
and it's like, ah, that fuck.
That happened to me 3 times in a row. But yeah. I think the key is, you know, pull your phone out so that and start like scanning everybody until you see that yellow icon.
Yeah.
Once you see the yellow icon, then get out of their sight. So, and you have to stick to one of the walls and just make sure the camera's on them. So I don't know. I like stuff like that. I'm not sure if I want to criticize yet. I feel like it's probably a mechanic that we need to learn, and once we understand it, then we can, you know, have fun or not. I'm just overwhelmed a lot with Watch Dogs. Like when you have your phone out and just shit's popping up everywhere, and you're seeing hold square, but it's not clear what holding square will do all the time, you know. And I feel kind of like a dumbass at times. Like I'm walking around and I'm turning the camera. I'm like, okay, this person has cancer. This person's an asshole. This person did that, you know, and I'm like, all right. And then every once in a while, one of them will say, hold square. I'm like, okay. And I'll hold square. And then I'll see some of their text conversations, but I'm not sure if it's important or not, or if it's a side mission. And I'm like, what am I supposed to focus on? You know? It's just kind of like, fuck, I don't know what do you want from me? So maybe I'm just not playing it correctly. I need to spend more time with it.
See, the prevalent opinion I was kind of getting online was that after like 6 or so hours, it really starts to just turn into the same shit over and over again.
I think Ubisoft would have learned their lesson by now. They've done that a lot.
But I don't know, I haven't played it myself, so I'll wait for these guys to report back.
I'm just, you know, Watch Dogs is out. I'm sure it's fine and good. I'm going to play more of it, but I'm hoping that The Division doesn't have this drop in quality the next time we see it as well. Like,
was that Ubisoft as well?
Yeah,
that was like their new.
And I'm sure we'll get a new IP this year too,
with a weird infomercial trailer and then a regular trailer after it.
But The Division looked jaw-dropping, like nothing we've
seen. So did The Watch Dogs.
We'll just gonna call it The Underscore from now on.
Yeah, The Underscore.
My hopes is that The Division is exclusively next gen, and
it has to be
what they showed.
It's coming out in 2015. It has to be exclusively next gen.
I'm concerned because what they showed looks amazing, and I don't see anything like that.
You don't want it to be worse when it comes out.
Well, so like the most impressive games I've seen so far are Infamous, I guess, like visually. Infamous looks great, and Metal Gear looks great, but they don't look like that, you know? The Division looks really fucking good, and I'm not convinced. I haven't seen anything to prove that that's possible, so why I'm skeptical.
Division look that good?
I mean, it didn't look. There's a difference between like something that's stylized to where it's like really pleasing, like Transistor is fucking beautiful, but it's clearly not demanding, you know what I mean?
No.
So like The Division isn't, I wouldn't say, oh my god, it's gorgeous, you know, it's just, it looks high fidelity.
It's very amazing. Appealing.
Well, it's very realistic,
and there's a lot of interactivity within the world. Like,
I remember leaning against the car, and each bullet leaves a hole through the windows,
and he closes the car door. That was the thing that everyone on like NeoGAF freaked out about.
Yeah.
He like pushes the car door like slightly closed.
Yeah, if you watch the gameplay for The Division, you'll see what I mean. It looks like no other game. Like, fidelity wise, it looks amazing.
I'm weird. I still think Metal Gear is probably the best looking thing I've seen.
I don't think you're weird in saying that.
Yeah, Metal Gear looks great. Yeah, although, you know, I was playing it the other day. I'm like, Snake's hair looks very video game hair. Like, it doesn't look like hair yet.
I have high hopes for The Witcher 3 that really blow my mind. In the visual department.
I am just, you know, what I keep telling myself when I'm playing Watch Dogs, I'm like, this game looks so generic, and it's not even a stretch to say like The Last of Us will blow this out of the water like completely. It already does. It already does. It's just not, you know, it doesn't have aliasing, anti-aliasing.
I forgot The Last of Us is gonna remade.
I saw like DLC for Watch Dogs, and one of them was for an iconic hat. And I was like, this hat's iconic.
Yeah, one of the costumes
this
that came
gray
with the
hat.
Game, one of the costumes that came with the game is just the fucking guy in just a white everything. It just whitewashed his whole all his clothes. Yeah.
That sounds awful. That sounds Ubisofty.
Yeah. So what else? Oh yeah, I played a little Transistor. I think Gabe, you're more Transistory than me.
Yes, even talking about kind of being a little disappointed in games. Holy shit. Transistor's easily the best game I've played this year. Like, it's super concise and really, I guess you could just call it short. Like, it's really short. But everything's just so focused and great in that game. Like, the combat's really cool. It's a really interesting turn-based system. I don't know how deep you got into the combat, but...
I have the four buttons now, and I've, you know, played with... I have, like, two abilities attached to each of them, so I'm maybe a half hour in or an hour in, something
Yeah,
like
so
that.
There's 16 total functions, and each function can be one of those four active slots, an amplifying function on to one of those active slots. So you can put function A in, like, for your X button, and then use function B to modify function A to give it a different ability. Or you can have it in just a regular passive slot for any one of these 16 things. And everything's, like, super balanced, and, like, it actually changes the ability, like, enough to, you know, feel really satisfying. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just keep playing around with all these different combinations. And when you die, they actually make you fool around more, because instead of, like, making you reset to a checkpoint, it just deletes one of your functions for the next two, like, checkpoint locations you get to. So if you lose all your health, you lose one of your abilities until you reach two more checkpoints. But beyond that, the music's fucking amazing.
I'm personally, like, really digging the voiceover guy, your sword talking to you.
Yeah, it's the same voice. Bastion guy.
Yeah, but he's not...
He's not just like a narrator.
He doesn't sound like an old man. He sounds like, you know, he's her age or so, like a 30-year-old guy.
Doesn't
sound like a bash.
I'm digging the L1 button.
Oh my god, it's such a fucking beautiful game. The L1 button just makes you hum.
No, it makes her. That does? Makes her hum.
Yes, her. makes Ryan's waifu hum.
Yeah.
And then
she'll just hum you.
And
a
then
song.
R1 makes you flourish, which you spin your sword up into the air and jump up and catch it. And it's just like, I don't know, that game's just made with so much love. It's great.
Yeah. Every much like Nintendo games, it's very it's exactly what it meant to be, and it's polished completely.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It knows what it is, and it doesn't fail at anything. It's great.
Like, I liked Bastion. I wasn't, like, super, super hyped on it. Mm-hmm. But, like, Transistor, for me, just blows Bastion out of the water. Like, I was really worried when I got Transistor. I was like, I better like this game, because I've got a print of it on my wall. I don't want to have to take this down if it sucks. And luckily, I don't.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to play more of it. I've been playing it in bed with the Vita... Mm-hmm. You know, playing PS4 on my Vita.
Yeah.
It's really good as a handheld game. Like, I really wish it was just straight up a Vita game.
Yeah, trip really interfered with my Transistor playing. That's what I was playing before I left. Now I'm back, and I got to get back to it.
Yeah. And and they have some, like, programmer jokes in there, which are a little cute. Like, when you're, like, walking along this... kind of bridge, and your sword just says "Hello, world," and you see, like, the overview of the whole city, which is, like, the first thing you learn how to program in, like, any language. You just learn how to say "Hello, world." It's just a little nice, cute thing. I thought it was funny. Shut up.
New favorite game of all time.
Yep, pretty much.
2014 game open.
But also playing Transistor, it's like, what's come out this year? Like, other than Donkey Kong.
Not a whole ton.
Good.
Oh, like, there's something Donkey coming Kong out Friday though.
Oh. Yeah, there. Oh yeah, there's something coming out Friday. Like Donkey Kong, Metal Gear,
Titanfall.
What's come out this year?
Yeah,
I'd call Titanfall good.
Or are you talking about good games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No one even plays Titanfall.
That's gonna be in the news. We'll get more into that later. But other than that, I had Transistor took away from my Super Time Force playing, and now going to my sister's graduation is going to take away from that, and then Mario Kart is just going to destroy everything.
Mario Kart is going to destroy everything.
Oh, man.
Mario Kart's going to destroy our friendships.
I'm canceling Fez, too.
Between that and video games.
Not explaining that again. Sorry, listeners.
Nope.
But yeah, Transistor is the highlight of fucking everything. Ken mentioned our Memorial Day barbecue, where we played a bunch of little fun local multiplayer games. Thanks to our good friend Fozzie.
The gamer.
Hooking us up. Fozzie the gamer.
Hey, it's
or
Fozzie.
Hey, it's Fozzie. Excuse me, man.
Hey, it's Fozzie the gamer.
I'm going to make my Twitter handle, hey, it's Fozzie the gamer.
Fozzie doesn't even wear my Flip Cup shirt.
What a bitch.
He play Flip Cup.
He brought over, what did we play? We played Starwall Just the Tip. I think that was my favorite.
I don't know what that is.
You play as a bunch of narwhals in space and you try to stab each other.
Oh! Alright.
And all you do is you control your direction and you hit the go button. We played Nidhogg. It was my first outing in Nidhogg, which was fun too.
What is that?
It's like a
it's
sword
awesome.
Dueling game.
Hold on. Ryan, it starts out with your two little pixelated fencing dudes.
Uh-huh.
And it starts out in the middle of this course. And there's four screens, right, Gabe? Both sides?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're doing is the guy on the right is fighting to move to the left side of the screen and get to the left, the next one, right? Because mm-hmm. the screen is static. Mm-hmm. And so you're basically it's a tug of war. You're fighting, trying to get past each other.
Right.
And it's a one-hit kill. So if you stab them, boom, they're dead. And then they can walk to the next screen. And then you respawn on the next screen and try to take them out so that you can move the screen back.
Right.
But if you get it four screens to the, or four screens over, you win.
Right.
So basically it's just a huge tug of war and it's so intense. And when you have an audience of people watching, you know, like you get to that last screen and you just got to get past him one more time. And he stabs you at the last second, the whole fucking room screams and shit. And then you like, oh my God.
And then you get
so
noise
awesome.
Complaints.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's so intense.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome.
See, that's why you guys need to come here and hang out. I guarantee we will get zero noise complaints.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. You can bang on my walls all you want. Still not going to get any noise complaints because no one can fucking hear it.
What else did we play? We only played like two games of Speedrunners. I really like Speedrunners. I played that a lot.
I didn't play that. I don't know what that is.
It's essentially just like a 2D platform race.
Hey, Gabe, I'm going to make burgers out of the burger you brought.
Good. Because okay. I sure as shit wouldn't have. Right. God, we had so much food. Yeah, that's all we did. But that barbecue night was dope.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. And Transistor's amazing, so play Transistor until your heart bleeds.
Mmm.
That's what I was up to.
All right.
Dylan.
Huh. Dylan,
what have you done?
Hot fire.
Oh, I've done things.
Mm.
What kind of things?
I bought Phoenix Wright for 3DS.
Uh-huh.
It's more Phoenix Wright.
Okay.
So,
lots of objecting.
Yes, yes. And I also bought Assassin's Creed 4 on the PS4.
How's that?
It's much better than the third game.
That's what I hear.
Oh my God, your main character has a personality.
That's you didn't good. Like Carter? What was his name?
Connor.
Is that his name?
Connor.
Kata.
Oh my god. I can't stand Connor. Where's Charles Lee? That's it. That's his character. Where's Charles Lee?
Sounds pretty cool.
Oh wait, yeah. It turns out he wasn't the one. He wasn't behind burning your village down. Too bad. Where's Charles Lee?
I've come this far. I'm gonna find Charles Lee. Goddamn.
God. And then you end up helping the people that did it. Fuck everything about that game. Moving on to 4. 4 is much better. Much, much better. Better character. Better gameplay. Though it still suffers from Assassin's Creed controls.
So, what I've heard about Assassin's Creed 4 is, like, the boat shit is, like, the best thing ever.
It's I don't want to really go on good. Land. I don't want to leave the boat to go do stupid
and
missions.
And then they said something on the Best Friend cast that just made me want so bad. And, like, it made my heart just explode. Imagine all that boat stuff, but your Tetra from Wind Waker and your pirate crew is the pirate crew from Wind Waker. Wouldn't that be, like, the dopest shit ever?
Yes, it would. Yes, it
Nintendo,
would.
Please.
I do like, in please. Assassin's Creed 4, I like just going, like, oh, there's a little island. Like, it's not a huge chunk of land, but it's a bit of island that I can just get on and see what animals are there that I can hunt and then find a treasure chest or two. Like, I like just being like, all right, I'm going to jump out of my boat and swim to this thing, and there's no load times. There's no
captains
like,
at sea.
Yeah, like that's fucking satisfying and kind of epic that you can be at sea. There's this giant fucking ocean.
It's huge.
Yeah, and you can see something, go to it. I mean, it sounds like I'm describing Wind Waker, and that's why Wind Waker was so great. But this is like PS4. It looks beautiful, you know, and
it does look very good. I like hunting whales.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but it is really satisfying and cool to be able to just go explore anything. You feel like you have the whole world at your fingertips.
Yep, once you have it all installed. Oh my goodness, I didn't tell any of you guys this, but there are some parts of the map that didn't install on the initial installation of the game.
Oh, I saw your tweets.
And I would play for like maybe an hour, and then sit there for 20 minutes waiting for it to install. Huh. And then I would play for an hour again, same thing would happen. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Wait, to load or something?
No, install sections of the game. You know how Metal Gear Solid 4 did it?
Well, I guess maybe I never got that far. Or is it not supposed to do that?
I don't know. You haven't got as far, so maybe... I haven't had it happen since. But the first time I went to... What?
Did you digitally buy it? Or did
yes,
you...
I digitally
oh,
bought
so
it.
Oh, so maybe... I have it
that's
on a
also
disc.
Weird.
Yeah. Weird.
But, yeah, you would think buying it digitally, it install it all right
yeah.
there. No, I spent 20 minutes installing just the Nassau section. And I was just, like, sitting there with my chin in my hands. So I was just going... When does it get fun?
Get good.
When does the fun start?
Everyone's like, no, that didn't happen to me. Come fucking trade me PS4s then. But it hasn't happened in a while, so.
Well, that's good.
I might be over. And also, the first person segments where you're in the Abstergo office are dumb.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care.
Gabe, remember when it glitched?
Do not care.
Yeah, the launch day of PS4, we have a little get-together at Hobbies. And we're playing, and we get to that first-person section, and the game bugged out, and we just couldn't go. Like, it wouldn't proceed, so we're like, what do we do? And we just kept walking around, like, looking at fucking everything we could, and nothing would happen. We're like...
You're supposed to walk into this elevator, and then the lady comes in with you, and then it goes up, but
that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got, like, the Sean and the other girl, and I'm like, I don't care about
and
you.
Just like the other Assassin's Creed games, I know Ryan disagrees with this, but it doesn't add anything. It ruins the actual game.
I'm more interested.
Why am I not a pirate right now? Why am I playing video games?
Precisely. I'm more interested in finding out more about Edward. I don't give a shit about what's happening.
No, Desmond.
Oh,
This all has to be a simulation to be interesting.
It's
fuckers.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
So Dylan's going to kill himself for the 19th time this week. And in other news, there's a new Battlefield game. Which is just as shocking as Dylan saying he's going to commit suicide.
Hold on, hold on. I bought Battle Block Theater.
Oh my god, Battle Block Theater. Yeah, Dylan and I have been playing Battle Block on PC with some friends.
Buckle your pants. Oh my god.
Buckle your pants. My favorite's the secret song.
So boop a boop a secret.
Boop a boop a secret.
It's like the dumbest form of comedy, and I love it so much.
Yes.
Battle Block Theater is the video game embodiment of Dog Pleasure Night.
It's got my favorite narrator. I love the narrator.
Doodoo cock poo poo.
Hattie!
I think you should put in a clip of It's a Secret right then.
God damn it, you're making me work hard.
I know, right?
Alright, I'll try to remember.
Okay, go back to shit that doesn't like,
that doesn't really matter
anyone.
That is
well, you're
not shocking.
You're editing this tonight, right? So
yeah.
You should remember.
Yeah. No promises.
He says he's going to edit it, but John's going to be like, hey, Gabe, you want to play ranked?
We'll play LOL.
And Gabe's like, oh, man, oh, if I win, I'll be in my promos.
I'll get good. No. We're not going to talk about League of Legends. No one gives a shit.
Until John asks Gabe to play ranked. The man lane is real.
So, the new Battlefield game, Battlefield Hardline, got leaked on NeoGAF. There's a few leaks. So first, it was just like some assets and like weapons and crap, and then the whole trailer got leaked. I didn't actually have time to see the trailer because it got taken down, but apparently it's cops. You'd be like a SWAT team, so that's different. I don't care about I still don't really care about Battlefield, but they always look pretty and they show well at E3, so
yeah, I just hope that this game's been in development since Battlefield 3, because if
yeah,
we have
that,
another,
that was another thing.
If we like, have another Battlefield 4 experience, yeah, that's not gonna. I think if that happens again, that franchise is dead.
Like you Battlefield know, 4 is still broken, and they
funny thing. I was thinking about because people like comparing Call of Duty to Battlefield all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like. The main difference to me is one of them has a 1-year development cycle and the other has a 2-year development cycle. That's a big thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it shows. Believe me, it shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, this last one was frustrating. Because that's usually a game that my friends and I like spend a lot of time playing on Xbox. We
get them into TF2, dummy.
Yeah, we're not, but these are guys, we don't play a lot of PC games together, like those guys. Like, these are like my Xbox friends. And Battlefield is a game that over the years, since I'd say Bad Company, is when we, like, the first time we really started to get into Battlefield, at least on consoles. Like, I know some of them played it on other, like, PC, played some of the old, previous games, but, like, that was a game that we looked really forward to every year and playing a lot of it, and Battlefield 4 with the issues it had, like, that fizzled out so fast. And it was really unfortunate.
Faster than Titanfall did.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. Rest in peace, Titanfall.
True stories. Yeah. Is EA taking down the servers or something? What's going on?
No, dude, it's just, like, there are reports of, on PC, you can't get into campaign games because no one's fucking playing it.
Wow.
You can't do campaign missions anymore, pretty much. And they also, for a short time, took down, like, Capture the Flag and...
Yeah, I know that. I saw they took down...
It was, like, Last Pilot Stand, some other mode, because just they weren't being played.
Yeah.
But they're back up now because, of course, people are going to complain.
Right.
So...
Because the 10 people playing it are like, can we still play?
Because Titanfall's not alive and well.
problem was the teams would be stacked so hard, and there was no auto balance at all.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was a huge problem. Like, there was a night where it was clear that, like, hey, maybe you
should
put some
of
these people...
fourth level prestige guy.
Yeah, well, there's like nights I played, like, even later on the one, like, I was playing with my buddy Britt, and Britt was a level 49. I was like a 20 something, I think, on that system. I don't remember exactly. And then there was a guy that was like a 12 and like a 6 and like a 1 or something on our team. The other team was all at least 3 times prestiged. Minimum. And it was
and
like
the thing is, half your team would leave, but no one would end up joining on your team.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, alright, there's 3 against 6 now.
Yeah, there's 6 prestige guys over there versus you 2 dumbos who are level 15. And yeah, they did a really bad job of that. Like, yeah. Shit, even if you come in as a group, like, either find a similar group or break up their group. Like, it needs to be a fair match.
TF2 does that.
Yeah.
So this battle...
Uncharted does not.
Nope.
Well, as much as these guys have done this kind of thing, it was really surprising. Like, that wasn't...
Well, Call of Duty doesn't have auto balance either.
No, does it not?
No,
it doesn't have auto balance. You'll just...
They got enough people playing.
Yeah, so people will fall in.
It dilutes it.
Yeah. It's got better matchmaking, though. That's for damn sure. But this new Battlefield game is going to be officially unveiled on June 9th. So, few leaks, but...
After E3?
No, that's, I think the day...
Oh, God, before. When is E3?
E3's, let's see, the conferences are on the 10th?
Okay.
Yeah, the conferences are on the 10th, so it's on the Monday before.
I thought this was going to be when I was in Vegas. I was like, oh.
And speaking of E3, Sony's going to be showing its press conference in movie theaters around the country.
I secured 2 tickets this evening.
You can bet your ass.
For the cost of $0.
Yeah, it's free, which is nice. You just have to register because there's limited spacing. I won't be able to go because I'll be on the stupid East Coast, where there will be theaters showing it, but none of my friends are going to want to watch it.
Take Kyle with you.
Kyle's off in like a different area. He got like a job doing shit on like Western Mass.
Fuck Kyle.
Yeah.
Would you say this different area that he's at?
No.
Is there a lot of farmland?
No. No. Not here.
I'm just asking, Gabe.
Not like this.
I just asked if it was an agricultural type location. That's all I'm asking.
No comment.
Not like this.
No comment. So yeah, Javi, you got tickets to go see it too, right?
What, the...
The conference in the theater?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's showing like right down the street too. So.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope.
But I guarantee Sony's gonna pull like a... And we're showing this in theaters around the country because what we're about to show you is the equivalent of a summer blockbuster. They're gonna pull some bullshit like that.
Well, then I hope they're... Right.
Yeah, this better be like, the hypest fucking E3 really... show ever.
Hey, Gabe saw a guy with a Naughty Dog sticker yep. and an Xbox One sticker on his laptop today,
yeah.
So confirmed.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if it's just as bad as that year where they did the fairy tale book?
Wonder Book.
Ridge Racer!
I mean, wouldn't that be great to see in a theater, too?
Wonder Book in 3D. Like, I hope they give you guys 3D glasses.
If it's in a theater, you either want it to be like super, super hype or just fall flat like 2006.
Mm-hmm. I hope it does. No, I don't because I have nothing on my PS4
anymore. Well, like it starts like half an hour after I get off work or an hour after I get off work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to walk straight there. We're going to watch it and then we're going to get booze. This could be awesome.
Booze. Grab some popcorn or booze and go watch Sony's E3 conference.
I like booze.
Yeah,
I like
man.
Booze.
I told you guys like earlier this week, I'm pissed because I'm like hyped for E3 now. It's just like a flip switched.
I don't know why, Gabe. What could have possibly flipped you?
I don't know.
It's E3 has always been a letdown the last, like, 8 years.
I know. No, Mirror's Edge 2 happened last year, and that made everything okay.
And you ripped your shirt off.
I did.
I have it on video.
Everyone does. But now I've come to terms with Mirror's Edge.
I did, speaking of that, I did get, there was a night where these guys, Gabe and Dylan and a few others, they joined a League of Legends fantasy league.
Yeah, we did.
Which is, like, in my thought, is kind of like a fantasy league. Yeah, it's also the nerdiest shit you can possibly.
Yeah.
There was a night where they tried to argue with me, like, Ryan, you do this, and Ryan, nope, dog. League of Legends Fantasy League. I don't have to up it anymore. Like, I don't have to give you something else that you're doing to beat the thing you just said about me. Like, that's it. That's the thing.
But we had to make the draft hype, so I took my shirt off.
When they did the draft, they were doing the draft one night, and I wasn't really there, but they had a Google Hangouts video call going, and so I got home, and I had been somewhere when they started the draft. And I got home, and I sit down on my laptop, and I joined the video call, and about 50% of the people in said video call are shirtless. And I really didn't know why.
Yeah, it's because I said I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's now time to get hype. Okay. Yeah, no one would really explain it to me. I asked, and everyone just laughed, and then that was the only explanation I got.
Apparently, Gabe's very okay with just taking his shirt
off. Oh, yeah.
Off
at the drop of a hat. I'll rip it off.
Fighting with Fozzie at the barbecue with shirts off.
Yeah.
Over being second place to me.
So, in other news with Watch Dogs, did you guys hear about their brilliant ad campaign in Australia?
No.
It's probably shitty.
Did that call the bomb threat or whatever?
Yeah, they got a bomb squad to come in to an Australian news outlet because they sent in a beeping or a black safe with a little like letter on top, and when the news outlet typed in the combination in the letter, the safe started beeping. So they're like
worst ad campaign ever.
They call the bomb squad.
Actually, we're all talking about it now, so I don't know.
I know, but it's also one of those things where, man,
did they blow it up?
Kinda done. And then it exploded.
Yeah,
No. They like bomb squads blow up shit.
They got the safe open, and inside was a copy of Watch Dogs.
Inside was a little piece of paper that said "Bang."
The protagonist's iconic baseball cap and a beanie and an embargo reminder.
Oh, that's perfect. I love it.
That is so Ubisoft.
That's like worse than Dante's Inferno advertising.
You can't perfect that anymore. Mm-mm. That is as Ubisoft as it gets. Who was it that sent a brass knuckles out?
GTA, wasn't it? Or was it?
Was that GTA? Was that?
No, I don't think it was.
Was that the other Rockstar game?
No, I thought it was Sleeping Dogs. Actually,
no, I don't think it was that. Was it? I'm gonna Google it right now. You guys keep talking. Let's see. I feel like it might have been Saints Row.
I don't. No, Saints Row sent the dildo bat.
It sounds like a Saints Row thing, though.
You might be right, though.
EA ships illegal weapons to press.
It was EA. So
Godfather 2.
Yeah.
But like. Dante's Inferno, they sent a blank check to a bunch of news outlets for greed, and
anybody cash it?
And you can write who the check goes to.
So, it's like that movie, Blank Check, where the kid wrote $1 million and cashed it.
That's probably what inspired it. Probably.
Man, EA is unoriginal, even in advertising. But no, you can't. The punchline for the safe thing is Ubisoft.
I think it's the embargo reminder, personally.
Embargo reminder, yes.
Guys, Day one, all right? For fuck's sake. Play it. Do not say anything.
Speaking of day one, Watch Dogs is the best-selling Ubisoft game ever. Like, as far as day one sales
ever. Go. First best-selling Ubisoft game ever on this generation of consoles. Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
It's their... What?
It's their best-selling Ubisoft game ever.
That's not surprising, considering how much hype went into that thing last year.
But it seems like one of these Assassin's Creeds would have blown it out of the water.
No. Because Assassin's Creed has terrible controls, and Watch Dogs, no one knew about it yet.
Yeah, but, like, I would
say,
like...
No one knew how bad it controlled.
There's been so many of those Assassin's Creed, and they've all done pretty well. I would have thought one of them would have been better. I mean, I guess this did ride the hype train pretty hard.
Better selling or better reviewed?
Best selling.
Better selling.
Not reviewed.
How is Watch Dogs above it?
That's exactly. That's what I was...
It's been out a day.
No. It's the best selling day. As far as day one. Day one goes.
It's because it's on fucking six consoles?
That could
that
be part
too.
Of it
too. Yeah. That too.
But I guess Assassin's Creed 3 was also, or 4.
Yeah, but that was also a launch.
Yeah, there's less consoles out.
True.
So, and then...
I can't believe it. I was looking on Instagram, and somebody that I follow bought Watch Dogs on PS3. Oh. And I was like, dude. Really? Okay.
Hello. You might as well...
Get Sleeping Dogs.
I don't know, just paddle
Sleeping Dogs
was
free. PS Plus.
And it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Probably better than Watch.
Hey, another news. Reading Rainbow is almost 1.5 past its pledge goal or whatever.
I was
less than a day.
It's at 1.5 million.
Watching the video.
It's at 1.2 million, but it's rising fast.
Yeah, I was watching the video when they hit a million. I was like, oh. When I started the video, it was at like 960,000. 40,000 in 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good day.
This went up this morning, man.
Mm-hmm.
This morning it was at like 6,000 or something like that. Now we're at 1,200,000. Jesus.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, you had to figure that whatever they were asking for, LeVar Burton was probably going to get it.
Well, it's just a whole generation of kids.
Yeah.
I love that fucking show.
And that whole generation of kids, a lot of them have kids. Yeah. So.
Like, I backed it. Yes, but I feel like I'm being charitable, or I feel like, yeah, I'm helping out kids, but... Really, I'm also like, I want to see more Reading Rainbow.
Right? I want to watch it.
Yeah. We don't have to make my war for it. That, that.
The worst.
But moving right along, we saw a bit more of The Order 1886 of this week.
The camera!
The camera. Oh, God, the camera.
James Cameron.
The camera 1886.
Pretty much.
Me and Gabe were hyping the camera, and Harris is like, what about it?
Look how it moves.
We're like, look how smooth it is.
Fucking swings.
It's like butter.
Yeah. It doesn't snap. It never snaps. It just
but it feels like
it
you have
floats.
You have a cameraman with a
again,
camera.
No sirens all day. We start
no
recording.
Sirens.
Hey, I can hear
so
it from my window too.
I guess I saw a story about it, but I didn't see any video. I guess maybe I didn't watch it because I was.
It looks like a third-person shooter, right?
Yeah,
it feels very Gears of War-y.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but they said the characters seem kind of cool. I guess.
And the camera.
The gun he's using
is
very Insomniac.
It looked very much like the Rhino.
That's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah, well, like the way it has two firing functions, so. You see him, like, shooting around all the enemies. I'm like, what's he doing? He's missing them. He's just...
No, he's not!
He's shooting the walls. And then he just launches something else, and it lights every bullet that he shot out on fire. And so, like, just flames come out of the walls. And it's like, whoa, that's awesome.
I'm actually very... I wasn't hyped at all for this game. And now I kind of am.
Yes,
I want to play.
I'm a fan of Ready at Dawn. Yeah, of the developer.
I don't know what else they've done.
They
all
were
the God of War
on
PSP.
They're stuck on the PSP, making the best PSP games. They made Daxter. They made God of
War.
Oh,
hey, okay.
And they did. Yeah. They did. I think they did Okami on Wii.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's really,
so this
really
is their
good
first
developer.
Like original
game. IP
on a console, because like they squeezed some amazing visuals at like with God of War, Ghost of Sparta. That game looks like God of War 2 on a PSP.
Yeah.
So good, and so it's. I'm pretty excited to see what they can do with a PS4.
Yeah, unfortunately, you won't be seeing that until 2015 because it got delayed.
That's totally fine. Just take your time.
I didn't even know it was supposed to come out this year, so that delay didn't really affect me at all. And then
I saw a discussion about Nintendo's E3 conference, mm-hmm. and I don't know. Everybody on the panel was very convinced that Zelda's gonna be a part of the conference, and I'm like, oh god, please let it be.
It's gonna be that Zelda Dynasty
Warriors. No, if they make it fucking Hyrule Warriors, I'm closing that stream.
I think, well, Nintendo is having a 90-minute Q&A or 90-minute meeting and Q&A for a 3DS game,
Majora's Mask.
I don't know why they
90
they
minutes
spend, they can't spend 90 minutes playing Majora's Mask. I don't know. But it's going to be a brand new DS game or 3DS game.
I would love to see them do a 3D Zelda on the 3DS that was original.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that because what's it called? Just came out. Link Between Worlds.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think that's their big Zelda effort for the 3DS. And they might. The most likely thing is they'd make a sequel to that and then keep 3D Zelda on Wii U, which I hope is what they're revealing this year.
I wonder if it's going to be a Minish Cap.
Everybody's made a great point that Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze and Mario 3D World were not announced until the summer before they came out.
Yeah.
They came out the holiday after they were announced.
Which, thank God, I hate waiting.
How cool is that, though?
But Zelda's been different, like... Zelda, yes.
Zelda
usually Zelda,
you
has
have
a,
to wait like 2 years.
Yeah,
or
has a bigger incubation.
Yeah, but if they could have something ready for this holiday that they reveal during the summer, that's huge, and they need that actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
It can't be Smash. It can't just be Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
they got Smash Brothers, Bayo.
Which is going to struggle. Yeah, Bayo, I think, is going to do real bad, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Only
oh,
me and
is.
You are interested.
Because nobody has that console, and even, like, that will, console,
gonna buy
that console is niche, and Bayonetta is even
nicher.
More so. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A niche of a niche of a niche of a niche.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go poorly. Yeah.
And
I wonder, they've got to see that coming. They've got to be like, oh, fuck, we're going to release this game. Oh, no.
Well, they saw the wonderful 101 numbers.
It was wonderful.
No, it wasn't.
They sold 101 copies total.
Maybe if you're going to come to PAX with the hype train full steam ahead, bring more than 404 copies. All right.
Sell
more. They probably could have sold more there than they've sold since.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that the worst selling game on the Wii U?
No. Who knows?
No. There's got to be something else.
Mass Effect 3. I forgot that even existed on the Wii U.
Me too. Holy shit. And we finally found out where Jack Tretton ended up.
Hell.
Yeah.
Dead.
He joined the advisory board of an AI startup called Genitar.
AI startup.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, so.
It's going to be modeled after him.
Don't
or,
let him toss
or Miki.
The mic.
Yeah, do not let that AI drop the mic. It's going to throw it through the fucking wall. And then last up, Amplitude made its Kickstarter goal, which was very surprising. It was a long struggle. It was like with 10 days left, it only had like 200,000 out of 775,000. But they ended with like 830 or something like that. So that was pretty fun to watch. And I'm glad that it's getting made. And now it's question time.
Oh boy. It's letter time.
It's secret.
We can't.
Message.
Mail, motherfucker.
First up, Justin Dust asks, who had the worst hangover after the Memorial Day weekend?
Probably me. I don't know. I don't know what you guys did. But
we were pretty fucked.
I think Rachel wins if we include her
fatality
due to proximity.
I think
she didn't move for like a day.
That's true.
I think
fed her through a straw.
Yeah, I think my Monday night, my actual Memorial Day, was pretty rough. That's what I was saying to the bartender, the story I told earlier, who was just like paying for things or not charging me for things and giving, like, there was at least a free shot of whiskey somewhere in there.
I just had the most mysterious night of my life. Like, my hangover wasn't that bad. I was just kind of uncomfortable. But that was because I threw up on my floor. But I don't remember doing that, and I don't know why I was at the part of my room where I threw up. Because I remember getting into bed, texting Rachel that I got home, putting on Netflix, and then the next thing I knew, I was in the bathroom. And then I showered, I went back to bed, and then Javi called me in the morning, and he was like, hey man, let's go get breakfast. And I was like, alright, and then I stood up, and I see it, like, the far corner of my room, like, just death on the ground.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, and I've just been analyzing this thing for, like, the last 5 days. Because I have no idea what went through my brain. To stand up from my bed, walk to the opposite end of the apartment, which is further distance than the bathroom.
They called me at 2 a.m.
This is just youth in them. This is just youth on Gabe's hindrance right here. That's all.
Like, I just
they
don't
called me at 2 a.m. to sing to me.
What did we even sing?
My baby takes some more to train. I don't know. I don't know if that's it, but I hope that's it.
I remember singing.
Let's see. I didn't
play
sleep
on
that.
The podcast.
We'll wait.
You lost that loving feeling. And for some reason, my phone didn't ring, so it went straight to my voicemail. And I didn't sleep at all that night. I looked at the clock, and it was like 6 a.m., and I was like, I guess I'm not going to bed tonight. But that whole night, I was watching movies, and I had gotten a call from these fuckers drunk, which I guess is payback for all the times I've called them drunk.
Right.
True.
I got pretty drunk. I wasn't super hungover, but because I left that place, I do remember that I could not walk a straight line very well. Walking back to my sister's apartment, which I didn't do, I walked to another bar that I had meant to check out the night before, and I was like, "Eh, why not?" So I did go to another bar. And the only thing I kind of vaguely remember there was getting into an argument with a couple of guys because they said Houston sucks. And it wasn't like an angry argument. We weren't like mad at each other, but we were just like jovially talking shit back and forth.
And then you kicked him in the ding-ding and ran away.
Nah, I think we bought each other a couple of drinks and then we stumbled out and headed our separate ways. It was all in fun. There was no anger involved. But no, that was a fun night, and I guess I didn't wake up feeling too bad the next day, but I definitely got pretty rocked. So maybe Gabe? I don't know.
I just don't know. Like, I'm just mad that I was
Gabe
that big of an asshole
because
to myself.
Well, yeah,
Gabe
wins.
Doesn't know.
Gabe wins because he threw up.
In his own apartment.
I've just been wondering, like, why would I be such an asshole to myself? Like, and I took a box off of my bookshelf, put it on the ground, and then threw up on that.
Believe me.
Wow.
We all know some assholes like that, Gabe.
But why was it me? It's never
Javi threw up on my suit. I threw up on this towel and didn't tell him about it. until he used it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was gross.
That's awful.
Oh, no.
Someone threw a pizza on my windshield at that same party.
Dylan, why is there a pizza on the windshield?
My first and only time throwing up while drunk.
Next up, Justin Das says, discuss Battlefield Hardline and Lego Batman 3. Battlefield Hardline, we kind of talked about, don't make it as broken as Battlefield 4 was.
That's all you gotta do.
And Lego Batman 3, I don't fucking know.
I hear the Lego games are good.
Yeah, they
I
are.
Just don't,
they are, they're fun.
I don't play them, ever.
I don't like them.
You're a dumbo.
I want to. I've played several of them and been like, all right, I know these are good. They have good reviews. I'm going to like this. And then I start playing and I'm like, fuck this. It fucking sucks. What do I do?
He's so confused.
Oh, you're supposed to hold this button.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe that's just your issue. You don't know how to hold the button because like you had the same problem with your free running and underscore.
I hate holding R2 to run in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Just make it pressure sensitive with the stick.
The further right, next I push question.
It. Prototype asks, what are your thoughts on the new PDP GameCube controller? I don't know what PDP stands for, but I think
PDP is a brand that makes. Okay.
Is that the GameCube one?
It's for... formerly known as Mad Cats.
Oh, okay.
PDP was around while Mad Cats was still around. Maybe one bought the other, but PDP's been around a while.
Formerly known.
That's the GameCube controller that's going to come out for Smash Bros., right?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting
it.
Yes,
they're making a GameCube
controller. That's the only controller that would be newsworthy.
Yeah, I like that that's a thing. I will get it. But it's Mad Cats, so I don't, fuck.
They're partnered with Nintendo on this.
Oh, okay. So maybe. I'll get it. It's going to be great. And then Prototype also asks, did you help kickstart Reading Rainbow?
Yes, we did.
I donated $50.
I have not yet.
$50? Wow.
I want a Reading Rainbow t-shirt.
And God damn it, he's going to get it.
I'm gonna get it.
It just opened. Did it just open today?
Yeah, and it.
So I have plenty of time to donate.
Yeah,
to
you've got like 34
days. But get in while the inn is hot.
Okay.
I just did 10.
Can you imagine how many fucking t-shirts they're gonna have to make? Just like that tier alone has 7,500 backers, but all the tiers below it also include a t-shirt.
But you don't have to take Hobby's word for it.
I want to wear the goggles.
But
the visor.
The visor? Well, you just got to donate a fresh, what is it, like 10?
10 grand.
You have to donate 10 grand to get a visor?
No, to wear it for a second.
To wear the Jordy LaForge visor.
Oh, wait.
And go out to dinner with
him. You just wear it. That's all. You don't get it.
Yes.
You and a friend will be LaVar's personal guest for a private dinner in Los Angeles, and you will get to wear the one and only visor.
That he Mr. LaForge?
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Unless I fucking steal it.
Yeah. Can I have this? I mean, I paid $10,000. By the way, 3 schools have pledged $10,000. To have him come to a school assembly
The
school.
That's really cool. I wish my school would do that when I was in school.
Yeah, he's going to read to the children. And
Dylan's going to become Billy Madison now just so he can get LeVar Burton to read to him.
Yes!
Shampoo is better!
My favorite line in that movie is still the... It's not a word, it's a name. It's not fair.
How about the word buzz?
Rurudo.
Yeah.
And Prototype finally asks, comics, are you guys reading any currently?
I just bought another library edition of Hellboy, but that's about it. I don't care about comics other than Hellboy.
I bought every single issue of Superior Spider-Man and only read the first two, so I need to get in on this.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm liking it, but I stopped once I got back from
Did you finish
Facebook, the Facebook?
Huh? Did you finish that one?
I only finished the first two paperbacks.
Okay, I thought you had finished the whole series. That's the Doc Ock one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Reading Attack on Titan, and it's, I don't know, it's okay. It's like, it's really cool, and then really lame, and then really cool.
Gabe, read Hellboy.
I should. I want to read.
It's got the best art style in comics.
It does.
Na 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 na, Hellboy's a Jaeger.
Yeah, yeah. And then to close it out, Fozzie says, I'm a mime. I'm a mime.
Ooh.
That's all the questions we got.
I don't get it, I guess.
Saving Silverman.
Oh, sweet. Saving Silverman? Yeah. Sorry,
dude, what does a mime look like when it's having sex anyway? It's probably like,
I'm a mime. How do I not remember that? I've seen that movie so many times.
God damn. Jack Black is
Jason
a true.
Jason Biggs is into that chick, and she's like, sorry, I'm already involved with the real entertainer. And that mime pulls her aside.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I do remember that part. Yeah.
And Jack Black's trying to cheer him up. Dude, yeah. What does a mime even look like when it's having sex anyway? It's probably like, oh, I'm a mime.
Mimes don't talk. They do when they're
off duty. The movie's the best.
I rewatched Super Troopers this weekend. I fucking love that movie. When's the next movie from the Broken Lizards got? Broken Lizards.
Wasn't Super Troopers back on? Super Troopers 2? Like, wasn't
that? I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. This
it was, and then I think it got, like, canceled, and then I thought it got like, I don't know.
Well, see, there was another movie, too, that, like, I guess he's Indian? I don't remember his last name. Him and Farva, like, they had gone on some show. There was another movie that was, like, in a full-on filming, like, was definitely coming out, and I cannot remember the name of it. And I've even checked IMDb, and nothing sounded familiar.
Well, Jay's directed other movies outside of...
Right, but this was, like, they were both in it. Like, I think it was a Broken Lizard thing, for sure, but I cannot remember what the hell it was called. I'm going to look it up right now.
I'm looking at their wiki right now. It looks like Super Troopers 2 is supposed to be filming this 2014.
It's the last thing I just read was from April this year, and it said it's filming this summer.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
And then Potfest is something they're talking about.
Oh, is that actually something they're going to maybe do?
Yeah, it's mentioned as a sequel to Beer Fest. But yeah.
For $20, I'll call them a chicken fuck.
Alright, so should we wrap up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Ryan?
Alright, guys, if you want to find out more about us and things we do, go to GameOverNation.com. You'll find all the old podcasts there. Maybe a few other things if you look hard enough. Go to Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like, leave us some questions, comments, whatever you'd like. And you can do the same on Twitter, @GameOverNation. So those are the places you can find us. And with that, I guess, Javi, you can wrap up old episode 130.
That has been episode 130. Thank you, Ryan.
Did ya?
you guys have listened to this show. You've laughed. You've cried. And thanks for
cried
that.
So hard.
Thank you
for your emotions.
Yeah.
We're going to go continue to play some Vidya. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week. All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.